This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the natural immunity is real act. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Representative Diana Harshberger of Tennessee is fighting for Americans that have objections to getting the COVID-19 vaccine when they have a natural immunity. She said that there is ample scientific studies that show that natural immunity is absolutely one of the best things you can have, and some studies even show that it's more effective than vaccination. Various studies have revealed that natural immunity among recovered COVID-19 patients is at a similar or even stronger level of protection than the vaccines that are currently being given. Representative Harshberger, who, since 1987, is a licensed pharmacist, commented that, "I've read some of the studies that show that natural immunity in a lot of ways can be more effective, and I know there's one study that shows that the percentage of protection is even better than 2 doses of the vaccine, in some cases. There is ample scientific data out there that show that. Think about that. We have immunity against measles and smallpox, and they accept that. Why won't they do it for COVID?" Representative Harshberger and 10 other House representatives introduced the Natural Immunity is Real Act, and a companion bill was put forth in the Senate, too. The bill would cause federal agencies to acknowledge, accept, and agree to truthfully present natural immunity pertaining to COVID-19, pursuant to promulgating certain regulations. Currently, the federal government is strongly recommending that everyone be vaccinated, including those who have recovered and already have immunity. Representative Daniel Webster of Florida commented that, "Too many medical leaders are refusing to publicly recognize what overwhelming data has already shown. Protection afforded to individuals with natural immunity is real, robust, and durable. Denying science only contributes to existing confusion, misinformation, and mistrust among the American people. This bill helps restore trust and faith in the public health system while maintaining our fight against COVID-19. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.